Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. So if you guys listened to episode 2, you know it was about how experiences and people that are congruent with your newfound awareness and consciousness after experiencing a spiritual awakening will be magnetized into your life. You also have to understand that the things that are not congruent with this lifestyle will fall away from your life. So some of the things and people will naturally fall away, but you have to recognize that some of them might not naturally fall away, and it's your highest self and truest self that is going to be responsible for determining when to cut the cord on a toxic connection to anything or to anybody. And it'll be your dedication to vibrating on a high frequency that will be the dictator of what stays and what goes. Feeling like your vibration decreases whenever you even think about a certain experience or a person is the first indicator that the experience or the connection is no longer serving you. And that's great. You know, you may end up having to grieve the end of a situation, but that's okay, because if you truly believe that the universe is supporting you and you truly believe that you are worthy of experiencing the most out of your life, then everything that does fall away will be replaced with experiences and people that hold a higher vibration. You will experience the classic mantra of when one door closes, another one opens. And it really is true, but I wouldn't rush this process because it can be a sad, life-altering experience, you know, to make these changes, and you may feel empty for a while, but that's just all part of the process. Learn to trust it. Learning to trust the process is one of the best things I've ever aligned to. Surrendering to the process and cultivating a better understanding of how the law of attraction works has brought so much understanding of why some things work out and why some don't into my awareness. Everything is always happening for your highest good. Lean into that, feel that. And when you truly embody that, everything that is a match to your vibration will show up for you, just like you're showing up for it. Keep your heart open and release attachment to the outcomes, but always trust your intuition when it guides you to release something or someone, because you know deep down that it's not for the highest good of all. And yeah, it's not always only about you and only you. Sometimes when you release somebody from your life or some connection, it can also be what that person needed, but they didn't know that they needed it. Ending a friendship or a relationship or any connection will be for the highest good of all involved. You might not know exactly where this person will lead to once the connection was ended on your end, but just know that this person will be supported by the universe, but that it's their job, not your job, for them to also develop this sense of awareness in order to be able to receive everything the universe has to offer them. So it's not always easy to know, you know, when to release some connections. And, you know, that's really the flip side of the spiritual awakening, because you really have to commit to vibrating high. And also you have to respect other people on the other end of things if they decide to end a connection with you, because just, you know, having this awareness that it's for the highest good of all, like, hopefully helps you understand why the connection had to end a little bit better. So yeah, I mean, it's really for the highest good of all. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that today. This is going to be a quick episode, but I wanted to talk about the other side of, you know, aligning to your spiritual awakening, because not only will it open so many doors and allow so many amazing things to flow into your life, it also causes some things that you may not have considered to be bad connections or toxic connections to exit your life. So just, you know, keep your mind open, trust the process, and good luck on the rest of your journey. And I'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks again for listening and have a great day. Bye.